Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to glue a jungle fill into breakbeat-led movement in Ableton Live 12, so your track feels like real old-school DNB energy, not just a loop that keeps repeating with little drum decorations on top. What we're aiming for here is that classic sense of momentum. The fill shouldn't sound pasted on. It should feel like the break itself is briefly changing shape, then pushing the track into the next phrase with a proper lift. That's the difference between a drum fill happened and the tune surged forward. And in jungle, that surge matters. People feel this music in the body, so if the transition loses swing or low-end pressure, the whole section can fall flat. So let's build this like a proper arrangement move, not just a quick edit. First, choose the right break and lock the groove first. Start with a break that already has movement. Amen style energy works beautifully, but any break with ghost notes, snare character, and a bit of swing will do. Drag it into an audio track in Ableton, and only warp it if you really need to. In jungle, don't force everything onto a rigid grid too early. You want some of that natural push and pull to survive. If the break is long and pitched, you can use Complex Pro. For a drum break, Beats is usually the better first choice. And when you place warp markers, do it carefully. The goal is to keep the punch intact, not flatten the groove. If the break is too loose to control cleanly, then slice it to a new MIDI track and trigger slices that way. But always remember, the fill will only glue properly if the main break already feels alive. Now move into arrangement view. This is where the lesson really starts to feel like a track, not just a loop. Duplicate your main break across 16 bars, or at least across an 8-bar phrase if that's the section you're working on. Then carve out the fill area near the end of the phrase, usually around bars 7 and 8, or bars 15 and 16 in a longer section. A really solid jungle structure is something like this. The first 6 bars stay in the groove, bar 7 adds a bit of lift with maybe a hat pickup or extra ghost notes, and bar 8 becomes the fill and transition. Then bar 9 lands into the next section with a new variation or a fresh drop. That phrase logic is important. Jungle and old school DNB often work because they move in blocks. The listener feels the shape of the section before they even consciously notice the edits. At this point, start extracting the fill from the break itself. This is one of the most important ideas in the whole lesson. The cleanest jungle fill often comes from the same source that's already playing. Zoom in and hunt for a snare hit, a ghost snare, a little hat cluster, maybe a tiny kick pickup, maybe even a room tail or a bit of noise from the original recording. Then build your fill by splitting the clip at transients and rearranging those slices. You can do this directly in audio by cutting the clip, or you can use simpler in slice mode and trigger a custom mini pattern. Either way, keep the material familiar. That's the trick. The listener should hear, same track, new push, not random new loop from somewhere else. A good little teacher tip here, keep the transient heavy slices loud and punchy, but if you've got roomier or noisier slices, pull them down a couple of dB. That way the fill stays crisp and focused. And don't be afraid to nudge one slice slightly ahead or behind the grid, if it helps the groove breathe. A tiny bit of barline displacement can add that classic pulled and push jungle feel. Now let's talk bass, because in DNB the drums and bass are always in conversation. During the fill, the bass should usually answer rather than compete. If you're using a Reese, a sub, or a Grolly mid-bass, simplify the bass pattern for the fill bar or leave a short gap near the end of the phrase. That little pocket makes space for the drums to speak. You can automate auto-filter on the bass track to open the movement a little, or use saturator or drum bus lightly to keep the bass present even when it plays less. If your bass is built in wavy-eatable or another layered synth, reduce its motion during the fill so the drums can breathe. Two good strategies here are call and response, where the bass plays a phrase and then leaves room, or hold and drop, where it sustains or simplifies, then comes back harder on the next downbeat. A useful range to keep in mind, if you're automating the filter on a darker bass bus, a movement around 120 to 250 Hz can feel subtle and effective. For a mid-layer, something like 300 to 800 Hz can be more audible. And if you use saturator, start small. 2 to 6 dB of drive is often enough. Compensate the output so you don't trick yourself with extra loudness. Next, shape the fill with bus processing, not just clip volume. This is where the glue really happens. Route your break and fill elements to a dedicated drum bus, and use a light glue compressor or a drum bus to keep everything cohesive. A simple chain could be EQ8 first, to clean out sub rumble below roughly 25 to 35 Hz, then glue compressor with just a little gain reduction, maybe 1 to 2 dB, and then drum bus for a bit of drive and harmonic weight. If needed, add saturator after that for extra bite. For glue compressor, a 10 to 30 millisecond attack lets the transient punch through, and an auto release or something around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds usually keeps the movement natural. A 2 to 1 ratio is often enough. The point here is not to smash the drums. The point is to make the fill feel like it belongs to the same kit, same room, same machine. That's what old school jungle vibes are all about. Now let's add ambience, but carefully. Jungle fills often sound expensive because they use controlled space, not huge wash. So instead of drowning the whole break in reverb, put reverb on a return track and only throw it on the tail of the fill. Keep the decay fairly short, around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds, with a small pre-delay, maybe 10 to 25 milliseconds. High pass the return so the low end stays clean. You can do the same with delay. Echo works well for short slap or dotted rhythmic atmosphere, but keep it filtered so it doesn't cloud the kick and sub. One classic move is to send just the last snare of the fill into a short reverb throw, then cut it off right as the next bar lands. That gives you that classic jungle tail without losing urgency. And don't forget automation on the break itself. This is where the fill starts to feel alive rather than just edited. Automate auto filter on the break bus, maybe utility gain or width, or even a tiny amount of transpose if you've resampled a slice chain. A subtle opening of the filter around the last part of bar 7, followed by a small drop in level on the final eighth note before the next bar, can create a really strong sense of forward motion. The important thing is to use micro contrast. Tiny changes in filter tone, stereo width, or velocity often translate better than piling on more notes. You do not need a giant riser for every phrase. In jungle, a few well-placed moves can feel bigger than a whole stack of effects. For extra old-school character, resample a little bit of the transition. Record one or two bars of the fill, including some break slices, maybe a snare tail, one bass hit, and a little reverse cymbal or noise swell. Then consolidate that recording and tuck it under the main fill as a quiet texture layer. You can process it with auto filter, redux, or a little reverb if needed. Keep it low. This layer should feel like glue, not a featured sound. This is one of those tricks that really gives the whole thing that old sampler energy. A chopped resample sitting behind the snare roll can make the transition feel like it came off a battered tape machine or a classic hardware box, which is exactly the kind of character people associate with vintage jungle and DNB. When you're arranging the section, always think bigger than the loop. A strong jungle phrase might be 8 bars of groove, 2 bars of tension, then another 8 bars of variation, or a 16-bar section with a fill at the end that sets up a drop or switch up. The key is not to make every fill huge. In fact, the best arrangement move is often contrast. Use a bigger fill only every 16 or 32 bars so it feels special when it happens. Here's a quick reality check that's really important. Audition the fill at full tempo. A transition that sounds clever at a slower BPM can fall apart once it's running at 170 or 174. Always test it at track speed before you commit. At jungle tempo, timing is everything. A fill that's too busy can lose the dance floor instantly. Sometimes the strongest move is actually the simplest one, like a single snare pickup, a short bass gap, and then the downbeat sliding back in. Now for a few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't make the fill feel disconnected from the break. If it sounds like a different kit, you've probably overdone the editing or used sounds that don't belong in the same ecosystem. Second, don't wash everything in reverb. Keep it short and use it as a throw. Third, don't let the bass and the fill fight for the same pocket. Simplify the bass for a moment, then restore it with impact. And finally, don't kill the swing by overquantizing or over-editing every transient. Those little imperfections are often what make the groove feel human. If you want a darker or heavier version of this, use drum bus carefully on the fill bus. Keep the sob mono with utility, and let silence do some of the work. A half beat gap before the downbeat can hit harder than adding another hit. You can also layer a ghost snare with a darker room tone around 200 to 600 Hz, or distort the highs more than the lows to keep the sub clean, while the fill still feels gritty. Here's a simple practice exercise you can do right now. Take an 8-bar breakbeat loop in Ableton, duplicate it into a 16-bar section, and in bars 7 and 8 cut a 1-bar fill using only slices from the original break. Add a short bass pause or simplify the pattern for the last half bar. Put auto filter on the break bus, and automate a tiny opening into the fill. Add a reverb return and send only the final snare into it. Then resample the transition and layer it quietly under the fill. When you listen back, Ask yourself, does the fill feel connected to the groove? Does the bass return with more impact? And could this still work in a DJ mix? If the answer is yes, you're on the right track. So remember the core idea here. Build the fill from the same break. Use arrangement view to shape the energy. Let bass and drums talk to each other. And use bus processing plus short FX throws to glue the whole thing together. In DNB, the best fills don't interrupt the groove. They push it forward. And when you get that right, the whole tune starts to feel like it's rolling with intent. That's the vibe. That's the pressure. Let's go make it hit.